Hey, I was just dropping off the moonlight ripple. Was that your stomach? That was unbelievably loud. Wait. You did have lunch, right? You did have lunch. You didn't, did you? You didn't have lunch. But you didn't have breakfast either. No, you didn't. I know you didn't, because you didn't have the pastry that I saved for you. Not that I save pastries, because that is against policy. Because I remember what happened when Mickey got sent to HR about that. I mean, I don't save you a pastry every day. I definitely do not save your favourite pastry. And this is entrapment. You're the one I didn't have lunch. So you're in the wrong. And I could go to HR about you not taking care of yourself, because... You know, this is the third day this week that you haven't had lunch. Not that I'm keeping count. I mean, obviously, I'm keeping count. But just because, you know. So, you should go and get something to eat. This is not negotiable. This is, you're going to go and get something to eat. And something healthy. Something green. Something with a salad. What? It's raining. So? Oh, that's... See, to me, that's just light rain. But to you... Okay. It's okay, you can take my umbrella. Just take it. Take it. Just... Okay. I'm offering you the umbrella. You take it. And you go and get something to eat. No. No. In love with you. In love with you. No. No. I'm not in love with you. Why? I'm just offering you an umbrella. Why would you? Why would you think I'm in love with you? Talking funny? He's talking funny. I'm not talking funny. I'm just stressed. Just very, very, very stressed. And I'm not in love with you. At all. I mean, I have no idea why you would think I'm in love with you. I'm not in love with you at all. I mean, what? I mean, so what? I save you a pastry every morning. That's not a big deal. I mean, so what? I don't threaten people. I have not made threats. I mean, it's your favourite pastry. Maybe I made a few threats, but that's just because we're friends. We're friends. We're friends. And I'm not in love with you. I just, you know... I know you don't have time for breakfast in the morning, so I just make sure that your favourite pastry is there. With a nice cup of tea. And your favourite chair. And a newspaper. Because I'm friendly. I'm very friendly. But professional. I am your professional friend. What? Worried about you not having lunch? No. I don't care if you don't have lunch. I mean, you're an adult. You are a very good-looking adult. I mean, professionally good-looking. You're a mature, responsible adult. Just like me. We are both mature, responsible adults who belong together in the office because we work together. And I don't care if you don't have lunch. Well, I don't care, and I don't really notice, but, you know, it's not healthy to skip meals. I mean, a pastry is not enough to keep you going all day, especially when you work so late. Not that I'm keeping tabs, although you do work really late. And, you know, you shouldn't do that, because you look tired. Not that I look at you much at all. I mean, I don't even know what you look like. I mean... Are you even you? I don't even know you. You could be a stranger. I mean, am I even in the right office? I mean, obviously I'm in the right office because, I'm not in love with you and I'm not worried about you. And, you know, I am not. So, you know, good talk. I'm going to go. What? Umbrella? You know that I'm in love with you because I offered you my umbrella. you're funny. You are so funny. You are a funny, 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 funny person. So apparently giving you an umbrella is some kind of, I don't know, mating ritual, is it? Did someone else give you an umbrella? Did Emma give you an umbrella? I mean, it's perfectly fine if Emma gave you an umbrella. I mean, Emma gave you an umbrella. She gave you an umbrella, didn't she? That. Lovely person. So kind, so generous, so wonderful. I'm going to kill her. With kindness. Because she's so lovely. I mean, some people would call her a hussy. Not me. I would never call Emma a hussy. Hussy. Did she give you an umbrella? Just you know, asking, because if you have Emma's umbrella, you don't need mine. I mean, it's fine. Doesn't mean anything. I mean, just turn down my umbrella. It's not like I'm going to go and have a cup of tea and maybe a whole packet of biscuits. I mean, Emma's umbrella? Really? Emma? Oh, she didn't give you an umbrella. So why did you tell me that she did? Oh, you're funny. Funny, 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 funny person. If she gives you an umbrella, don't take it. Because Emma has awful umbrellas. She has terrible taste in umbrellas. This is a lovely umbrella. I never let anyone touch my umbrella. This is like my teapot, my teacup. It's sacred. This is personal. I only give this to people I love. Bollocks! 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 No, wait. I can fix this. I can totally fix this. I only give my umbrella to people who I love. Bollocks! Bollocks! I was doing so well. You had no idea. You had absolutely no idea. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You had no idea that I'm in love with you. You were clueless. And that was great because I could just adore you. Just utterly adore you. And it was great because we could talk and it wasn't weird or awkward because you knew that I was falling in love with you. That every time you said my name, I love it when you say my name. It was great because, you know, we work together and that can be really awkward. I've read instruction manuals about it. Fine romance novels. And it never goes well until, you know, one person declares their love and then they kiss and then it gets really not appropriate for work. What? No, I wasn't thinking anything inappropriate. Don't go to HR. I don't love you. I am totally not in love with you. I mean, why would I love you? Just because you're gorgeous and funny and kind and generous and sweet and thoughtful and authentic and gorgeous and you laugh at my jokes and fine, I'm in love with you. What are you gonna do about it? Huh? Sorry, what? You're going to tell me that you don't happen to have a kettle or a teapot or any form. Actually, do you have a tea bag? I could just snort the tea straight. I mean, I've done it before in emergencies. No, I haven't. I mean, who snorts tea bags? Someone who has a problem. I don't have a problem. And you just said that you're in love with me and I'm fine. I do not need tea to cope. I am absolutely fine. But do you have tea? You don't have tea. You're just in love with me. You're in love with me. You're in love with me. That's really inappropriate. You know, I could go to HR. So, you know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you should totally say that. Say it again, please. I mean, this is why it was so good when you didn't know. When you didn't know, it was all how. Well, you obviously didn't know. You said you didn't know that I was in love with you until I gave you my umbrella. Okay, you said that you weren't sure. Bollocks! Why am I saying bollocks? Because we're in love. We're in love? We're in love? We're in love. We're in love. We're in love and we should kiss, but we can't because we're at work. We're at work. You have terrible timing.
What? How is this my fault? This is not my fault. This is your fault for not having lunch. Why did you not have lunch? I am your girlfriend and...
I am your girlfriend?
I am your girlfriend and you need to have lunch. You know what?
I'm going to start bringing you a lunch. It's not like I haven't been cooking for you. I just, you know, haven't ever actually given it to you. Yes, that spare lunch in the fridge. It's always been yours. I just, you know, I thought it would be a bit obvious. But apparently I have no idea what obvious is, because apparently giving you my umbrella made you realise that you were right, that I was in love with you. And am I really that much of an English cliche? Really? I am. I'm all right with that. Do you have any tea? I'm not going to snort it. Okay, I was. I have a problem. You should probably know that I have a slight tea addiction. Oh, you realised? Because you pay attention. You pay attention. I love you. I really, really, really love you, but your stomach is growling so loudly. Darling, you need to get something to eat. So take my umbrella, go and get something to eat, get me a cup of tea. Get me 2 cups of tea. Actually, no, 1 cup of tea, 1 for yourself. Don't spill. Because I care about you. And I'm worried about you because you're working too hard. You're skipping meals and I can't say anything about it. Well, it wouldn't be professional. But if I'm your girlfriend, I can say something about it. Don't skip any more meals. Have breakfast. I will make you breakfast. I am going to take care of you because I love you. And please, just go and get something to eat. Your stomach. Also, if Emma offers you an umbrella, say no. In fact, don't worry about it. I'm going to go and have a nice professional word with her. Well, it's not a threat. It's not a threat. It's a threat.
What? You're mine. Don't worry. She won't go to HR. I've got tons of dirt on her.
No, I don't have any dirt on her. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell you what. If you go and get yourself something to eat, and finish work at a not insanely late time, I will tell you all the dirt over dinner. Good. I love you. I can actually say that. I love you. And if we weren't at work right now, I'd be giving you the biggest kiss. In fact, if you finish at a not insanely late time, I'm going to kiss you. Actually, even if you do finish at an insanely late time, I'm still going to kiss you. Because I've wanted to kiss you forever. You're very distracting. You are hell on my workflow. Now shoo. Shoo, 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 shoo. And remember, get yourself some tea. You have a great ass. Oh wow, that is really not office appropriate. But you do. But. Oh no, this is bad. This is so bad. And speaking of bad, time to go and have a word with Emma.